Carl, just start off for us by briefly reviewing last week's game. How did you see the loss to Sheffield?
It hurt us, but I thought the game was all right. We were in front there in the middle third for long periods, and now we got a bit of our own medicine because we know what it's like now to lose in the last 5 or 10 minutes. You know, we've done that to about half a dozen teams this year, and it's not nice. So we know what it feels like, and we know the games have to go for 80 minutes.
Have you taken positives from the performance, though, despite the result?
Yeah, we have. Paul will be addressing the players at training tonight, no doubt, and working on the things that he thought went wrong. But it was a massive loss, you know, with it being Sheffield as well. It's hard for us to take, and, you know, we've lost two in a row there, which I don't think we've done that all year. So we need to get back on the horse quick, and I'm pretty confident that if we get a win, I think we can go on another run as we have already this year.
What's the latest kind of team news ahead of Workington at the weekend?
I think the team will be similar to the team we played against Sheffield. We did okay there. It was just a couple of crucial little errors at vital times that cost us. So if we can fix them up, we should be okay.
No kind of concerns or late tests or anything like that? You're not waiting on any players?
No. I think we've not got the biggest of squads as it is, so who's available is available. And, you know, I think we're close to the players playing last week, playing this week, because we're not massive on numbers down here.
How do you look at the game against Workington?
Tough. At the minute, you could argue they're the form team of the comp. They've won 7 in a row. Phil Vivas seems to have got them going good, and, you know, they're getting a lot of help there from Wigan. So we're expecting a tough battle, but at the end of the day, we're at home. And when we play at home, we're pretty proud to play here at the Keep Mode, and we've got a decent record down here, which we don't want to blow it apart, you know, at the back end.
Talking about that home advantage, that home form, 3 of your last 4 games in the running are here at the Keep Mode. So how much do you take kind of heart from that, and how much of an advantage is that for you?
Well, the 4 home games are against real tough opposition, so it's tough. And, you know, we've got Halifax down here, and they really put us to the sword at their ground, and we're still smarting from that. So teams know when they come to the Keep Mode they're going to have a game, and our players are very, very proud, like I said, to play here, and we do want to sort of keep our home record intact and don't blow it apart with 3 games to go. So if we can get Workington on the weekend, you know, I'm quietly confident that the other 2 games at home will take care of themselves.
Do you see the opportunity for second place having gone now, or do you think there is still light in that respect?
Listen, it's not gone and until it's gone. So we mathematically can't do it, we'll reach for the stars and we'll try and do it. You know, a couple of years ago we lost to Workington and Whitehaven, sorry, away, and we thought we'd blow in the chance to finish first. They lost to a team who hadn't won for a couple of years, so opened the door for us. So we're fully aware that while the points are still there to play for, and there's a mathematical chance we can do it, why not? We won't give in. We'll keep going, and we'll go right to the death, and hopefully, if the opportunity arises, then we can get it. As a club, we're quite happy. We set our stall out at the start of the year to make the 8, and we don't shy away from that. So, but if you're Paul Cook and you're the team, then they'd probably say that's rubbish. Now we want to finish in the top 4. So I know the club and myself and the directors are comfortable, happy that we're close to achieving our goal of making the 8, but why shouldn't we start looking further up the league table when, you know, we're sitting there? So good year, you know, overall, but we don't want to just be a good year. We want it to be a great year, and to make the top 4 for where we've come in this last few years is massive.